Harper Business and Harper Audio present Better, Not Perfect, A Realist's Guide to Maximum Sustainable Goodness by Max H. Baserman. Read by Rich Miller. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/audio/BBetter(NOT)PPerfect. It contains charts and graphs and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Preface. In 1993, when I was on the faculty of Northwestern University, I gave a talk at a conference on behavioral science and the environment at the Allen Center, a rather nondescript modern building in Evanston, Illinois, marked by its expansive views of Lake Michigan. In passing, I mentioned that I had become a vegetarian. Someone in the audience made a comment in which he referred to himself as a vegetarian, too, but one who ate fish. I responded, "That would make you a fishitarian." I knew the word pescatarian, but I was making a very bad attempt at humor. After the talk, the cognitive psychologist Doug Medin approached me. Before I tell you what he said, it's important to know that Doug is a friend of mine who's very mild-mannered, nice, and brilliant. "Max," Doug said, "your combative comment to the guy who ate fish was really stupid." Stupid stood out, coming from Doug, but it was accurate. Doug went on to argue, convincingly, that allowing the fish eater to claim vegetarianism would make him less likely to become a red meat eater, and even, in time, more likely to stop eating fish. His point was that each positive step a person takes should be encouraged, rather than highlighted for what it lacks. I knew Doug was right. With my snarky remark, I had been trying to get the commenter to be more ethical, a poor strategy from lots of perspectives. First, I was trying to impose my goals on another person by suggesting that his ethical behavior was in need of improvement. I was also applying my own value system, particularly the notion that fish eating is morally wrong, to encourage him to question his fish consumption. In addition, I was failing to think like a social scientist about what would actually lead another person, one I didn't know well, to change his behavior. I am confident that my effort flopped and that Doug understood the psychology of changing the commenter's ethical behavior better than I did. Over the last few decades, I haven't given up on trying to be more ethical and insightful myself, or on encouraging others to be more ethical, but I think I'm going about it in a more effective way. Writing this book has helped me think through how to be more effective at meeting these goals. If I'm successful, this book will make you better, more successful, more ethical, and more effective at creating value for others. We'll explore the latest theories and research findings on what we now know works when it comes to helping people, including ourselves, reach what I call their maximum sustainable level of goodness. Of course, to do so, we'll need to reach a shared definition of ethics. I'll depart from utilitarian philosophy, and most philosophies, in that I won't judge the ethicality of your current behavior. Rather, let's assume that all of us would like to create more value for ourselves and others, and that we have more capacity than we realize to be better. I won't expect you to share my values or priorities on issues that have ethical dimensions, such as vegetarianism. I don't want to define a narrow set of societal rules for good behavior. I certainly won't guide you toward adhering to a specific religion. I won't urge you to always tell the truth or to reveal all of your information to your negotiation opponent. Instead, we'll use the word ethics similarly to how utilitarian philosophers use the term: to achieve the greatest good by creating as much value as possible for all sentient beings in the world. By creating more value, you will be better and do better. Our goal will be to identify concrete steps to access our capacity to create more value and reach what I'll refer to as our maximum sustainable level of goodness. That is, the goal won't be to push you toward perfection, but to encourage you on the path of goodness at a level that you can sustain and enjoy for the rest of your life. What lies ahead? In the first 5 chapters, we'll explore a new mindset for improving moral decision-making that underlies my prescriptive approach, more on that later, to improving ethical behavior. Chapter 1 will expand on my general perspective. We'll see that we all have the potential.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?